is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you tell
us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bears' new head coach takes a shot at Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Lions offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, introduced today as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. Johnson had this to say about his time with the Lions and beating the Packers.
And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Basketball. The NBA has called off tonight's game between the Bucks and the Pelicans because of the winter storm that has dumped up to a foot of snow in New Orleans. The game to be rescheduled at a later date. The Wisconsin Badgers returning home after losing last night to UCLA in a close one, 85-83. Marquette with a decisive win over Seton Hall, 76-59. Cam Jones back on track, scoring 19 points after struggling over the weekend against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Mino and the mayor.
He's negotiating with our paid sponsor here.
Sorry.
That is true. Sorry. I forgot you were a paid sponsor.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Nice to see you.
I freaking love starting my mornings with you.
We love having you here. We really do.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay on yet another frigid night, but not quite as frigid as it's been. Larry from Deerfield checks in again saying, I forgot David Lynch did The Straight Story. So thank you for that reminder. You're very welcome, Larry. That film helped me understand what my dad and my uncle had gone through in World War II and how they were coping with those memories. That scene in the Mount Zion VFW Tavern was powerful. And that's another one I have to give a rewatch to. I saw it, but I don't know if I was distracted or what, but that is definitely worth a rewatch. Thank you, Larry. Rob Thomas is here. We're going to transition into some Oscar talk. Rob is a film and TV critic from Madison, and he is the CityCast Madison newsletter editor and does great work on his Substack. You can check it out there at Not That Rob Thomas. And right now he's on Nightlight with us. So, Rob, what are you thinking for the Oscars? Do you have any slam dunk predictions or outside chance predictions? What are you thinking?
Well, the funny thing is now they always nominate 10 films, it feels like. So it's hard to miss. So like right. I could suggest, oh, maybe Den of Thieves 2 Pantera will be nominated. But it's probably a long shot.
Pantera.
I enjoyed that movie. I got to tell you.
Did you?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, I like a heist movie, and
I do too.
You know, a matinee on a cold day with a burger and a beer.
Oh yeah,
good stuff.
Did you see it at one of the brew house places?
I did. Yeah, Flick Brew House here in Madison. Yeah, it was an enjoyable experience.
It's so funny because I saw the first one, and I love a heist film, and there were parts about the first one I really liked and parts I didn't like. But man, eating a burger and watching a movie on an afternoon, that you had me there. Well, that's good to know. So I know I'll see that. I haven't gotten around to it yet. I'm very behind on my movies, but I don't think that'll be Oscar nominated, but you're right. You never know.
Maybe next year. It's a 2025 release.
Oh, that's true.
That may hold it back. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of an all over the map year, I think. Like the one for sure is Wicked, I think, because that's the one where you've got a lot of critical support and it's a huge commercial hit where, you know, Best Picture, Best Actor, Cynthia Erivo, Best Actress, Ariana Grande for sure, Best Supporting Actress. Although not Best Song, because there's no new songs in that movie. So that's kind of interesting. And then I would also point to A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan. That's going to probably Best Picture, Best Actor for Timothée Chalamet. Probably, I would think Best Supporting Actor for Ed Norton is Pete Seeger.
Oh, yeah. I hear he's great. I still haven't seen
it. Oh, you should. Oh, yeah. Pete, you really should see it. We got to talk about it.
I know. It. Yeah. I'm very behind.
Yeah. And then the woman, Monica Barbaro, who played Joan Baez, I think is also really good. I think she should be nominated. But a lot of them are movies that, like, I don't think are in very wide release, like Anora or The Brutalist is just starting to come out this weekend. Sing Sing.
Have you seen The Brutalist, Rob?
I have. Actually, I just saw it.
Yeah. What did you think of The Brutalist?
I think it's a very impressive movie. It is a hard movie to love. It's a 3.5-hour epic about and great performance by Adrian Brody, who will be definitely nominated as this Jewish architect in the 50s who gets into this very uneasy partnership with a really rich guy played by Guy Pearce to build this huge edifice. And super well made, but you know, it's long, there's no question about that, and it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't deliver the emotional beats you expect. Okay. By the end of it, I was very satisfied with it, but they were kind of in the middle, I was kind of like, where are we going with this exactly? Like, why, you know, just be like, why am I watching this? So
yeah,
that's but really interesting. I highly recommend it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's everything I'm hearing or reading about, I should say, is it's going to be Timothée Chalamet and Adrian Brody. And there was one more too, vying for the Oscar, for the best actor Oscar.
Yeah. Maybe Daniel Craig for Queer, although he might get, I don't know. I'm not feeling a lot of excitement about that. I thought he was fantastic, but I don't think that movie got seen by very many people.
What about? Go ahead. Sorry,
I was going to say Ralph Fiennes for Conclave. I think would get nominated. He's really good.
He was good. Yeah, he was really good. There were a lot of great actors in that film, and I liked it a lot. I thought it was really well done.
I did too. That could definitely have a shot at Best Picture, and you know, maybe like a Best Supporting Actress for Isabella Rossellini. I really enjoyed it as well. I mean, I was quite entertained by it, which kind of surprised me, to be honest with you.
Got just a few more minutes here with Rob Thomas. Check out his Substack at Not That Rob Thomas, and check out his work at CityCast Madison. He's the newsletter editor. Rob, what about Demi Moore in The Substance? Another one I haven't seen. I hear she's great. I can't put my – I don't know if I told you this last time you were here, but I've been watching Landman, the Taylor Sheridan show with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah?
She plays John Hamm's wife, and – maybe in 10 episodes, she has 30 minutes of screen time, if that. And I'm like, did she need her benefits? Like, why would Demi Moore? And I'm joking, but I'm serious. Like, you don't know why actors, it could be just to work with Taylor Sheridan or John Hamm, but John Hamm's not even in it that much. But anyway, Demi Moore is getting rave reviews for The Substance.
I haven't seen it, but I agree with you. I hear she's getting fantastic reviews. And so I think she's a lock to be nominated. I mean, honestly, I liked her in that documentary about the Brat Pack.
That was
one of my favorite. She was so good in that. And that's kind of, you know, Hollywood likes a comeback story. So, like, she's been kind of quiet for a lot of years, and she gets a great part like that. You know, although, I mean, it's a pretty extreme horror movie, The Substance. So,
that's what I
you
hear.
Know, you always hear about the older Academy voters getting turned off by stuff like that. But we'll see.
Yeah. I have to ask you something too. Do you ever see the movie Inside Llewyn Davis?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So about a week ago, I hadn't seen A Complete Unknown yet. It wasn't even in our theater in Marinette yet. So I thought, all right, well, this is about a folk singer. It's a Coen Brothers film I've never seen. So I watched Inside Llewyn Davis thinking, you know, it'd be somewhat comparable to A Complete Unknown. But having not seen Complete Unknown, I have no idea if it was, but what the heck was happening in that movie? I mean, am I missing something? Like, I love the Coen brothers.
Yeah.
But they can do anything they want, and that movie seems like that's what they did. It was hard to follow, root for someone, be interested. Am I way off there? It got great reviews.
I really loved it because it was about, you know, a guy who wasn't Dylan. Like, he was like, he could have been, but wasn't quite in the right place in the right time, and also was a real jerk to everybody around him.
Right.
And kind of, you know, it ends with him seeing Dylan on stage, right?
Yeah.
At that same club. And so
which was kind of cool.
I would love to have seen Llewyn Davis in the audience of A Complete Unknown, like going, damn it, you know, just sort of complete it somehow. But
yes.
It doesn't happen. But I really thought it was, I mean, the songs in that movie, Llewyn Davis, I think are great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, there's things, there's parts of it I really like, but I was just like, where is this going? And John Goodman was so weird in it. And like, he plays like this heroin addict and like just collapses in the men's room. Then you never see him at the rest of the movie. But yeah, there was some cool stuff. It I felt like it was almost going for like an After Hours type vibe. That's a bad comparison. Never mind. I don't know. Something I missed about it, but it got great reviews, and I'm obviously in the minority. So
it was not plot heavy. I'll say that. It's sort of like hanging out with this guy who you probably would not want to hang out with
him. You want to punch.
Actually knew him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What are you watching TV wise, Rob? Anything you could recommend?
I'm kind of flailing right now. I don't know if we talked about Black Doves.
Yeah. Did we talk about, I couldn't remember if we had talked about
that. I brought it up. That's a great spy series. That's on
Loved
Netflix
it.
With Keira Knightley, Ben Whishaw. We hoovered that one up. So we're kind of flailing a bit. I'd never seen Killing Eve. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, yeah. I saw the first two seasons years ago, like 5-6 years ago, though. And then it went away for a while, I think.
I hear the quality really drops off after the first couple of seasons. But we're watching the first season and liking it, you know, not loving it. But we're kind of looking around right now for something to watch that can really, really grab us.
A couple more things. Okay, my daughter was home for the holidays, and she was really into The Walking Dead. And I think last time you were on, I told you we went on a zombie kick. And we ended up being on such a zombie kick, she wanted to watch Fear the Walking Dead, which I had seen. And I was not blown away by it. It has nice moments, whatever. But so I watched the first two seasons of that again with her. Did you ever see that show?
No, that was kind of a prequel, right? Like when it first starts?
Well, yes. Whereas in The Walking Dead, they fast forward a month when Rick was in the hospital. This is like you see it unfold in real time. And it's, again, there's some kind of cool moments, but it just didn't totally land for me. And now I'm roped in again because she's back at school and we're watching it over FaceTime. So it's like a hostage situation. But
that's sweet, though. That's a great idea.
Well, that's why I have to do it, right? I mean, it's your daughter and you got to do it. But I was going to ask you about that. What about The Agency? Have you seen that?
No, because it's on Showtime, right? I don't have Showtime. I have Paramount Plus, but it's not on there.
I think that's where I'm watching it. You might want to double check because I don't have Showtime either, but I'm watching it. I want to say it's Paramount Plus Roku channel, maybe.
Okay.
And it's Michael Fassbender. I find him really interesting as an actor. He's one of those guys that cannot do much and still be interesting, and that's such a rare quality.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a show that's right up my alley. If we can get it, we'll watch it for sure.
All right. Maybe we can shoot to talk about that next time. But I know you'll be watching tomorrow, and I look forward to the next time we can talk, and we'll actually break down the Oscar nominations at some point. So that'll be fun.
Sounds great.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night.
Thanks, Pete. You too.
You got it. That's Rob Thomas. Check out his work at CityCast Madison. He's the newsletter editor. Go to his Substack and Google Not That Rob Thomas. He does great work on both, and he will not steer you wrong when it comes to movies and TV. Bridget from the 818 says her favorite underdog. Oh, I meant to ask Rob who his was, but she says George Costanza. Wow, I've not thought of George Costanza as an underdog. But Bridget continues saying he's so funny. You're always rooting for him. He is neurotic, anxious, struggles. And she says so relatable. Okay. And Steady Eddie. Let's save Steady Eddie for later in the show, Conrad. That's always a fun. He's always kind of a showstopper. And you never open with a showstopper. All right, coming up next, folks, from the movie Major League, a very funny comedian and one of the guys I really looked up to when I started doing stand-up in the 90s in Chicago, Skip Kiparis will join me after a very short break. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she can't do a thing to
listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
We're very pleased to have Nathan Olson here, Olson Legal Group, also the sponsor of Veteran Salute.
Welcome. And thanks. I want to start out with that whole thank you for your service, because we really mean that. And you hear that.
I appreciate that.
And it's really sincere. And some people say, well, it gets a little bit overused. What else are you going to say?
You know, I really don't know what to say when people say that, too.
Right.
Because there is a selfless service aspect to it, but...
But you appreciate it.
Yeah, you very much.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Covering the games and biggest sports news. Listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Well, proud to announce, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a new sponsor here at Nightlight. Helping us light the night every night here will be, what better than a cigar company, Appleton Cigar on College Ave. Has been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado or just starting out, pop into Appleton Cigar and check out their largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee, over 700 cigars to choose from, and a walk-in humidor. Conrad, you know what I like about a walk-in humidor, right?
What's that?
You just walk right in. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. They'll help you out if you're not sure yourself, like I think probably a lot of people aren't. But for the full experience, go to Appleton Cigar at 415 College Avenue, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com. Keep your texts coming. We are our question of the night is, who is your favorite underdog? It could be from TV or film or real life. So let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. Joining me now on the show is a very funny stand-up comedian and actor. You might, I'm sure you've seen him if you've seen Major League, and I wanted to have him on the show for a while, and then when Bob Uecker passed away, sadly enough, that's what got me going, oh my God, I haven't had Skip on yet. So joining us now on the stream is the very funny, very talented Skip Gripera. Skip, how are you?
Hi, Pete. How you doing? You know, it's great when my very famous friends die, I become popular right away. Is that a good thing?
I'm sure.
I don't know if that is good. I don't think so. I played in the Olivia Newton-John band. When she passed away, everybody, you know, wanted to talk to me. The rest of the time, nobody cares. But I think I'm running out of famous, you know, former partners to die and give me some publicity. But
well, I'm sure your dance card has been full the last week. You kind of mentioned it was in our exchange, but it's great to have you on the show, Skip.
Thank you.
And before we get to Bob Uecker, I want to tell you, I'm not sure if I ever shared this with you, but I was a stand-up comic in the 90s and worked zanies a lot. My aunt, Trish, was married to a guy named Tom Higgins, who is Jimmy Higgins' younger brother.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy Higgins, great stand-up comic from Chicago. Sure. So they took me to a show at Zany's knowing I was interested in stand-up comedy. And Jimmy was the middle act. You were the headliner that night. And I literally had tears coming out of my eyes. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Was that horrible? Was that horrible? You cried?
I was crying because I saw the bill. And for a college kid, that was a lot of money.
It was. It's
you guys were a great show. Jimmy set you up perfectly. He was hysterically funny. And then you got up there with your guitar and you were doing Olivia Newton-John. I mean, it was just such a great night. Thank you.
Good that it was a good night. They weren't all good shows. Most of them were.
Yeah.
Once in a while, there's a clunker, you know.
I know. It's hit or miss. But are you still working the clubs?
No, I gave that up 15, 16 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I got too old. My subject matter was starting to not be relatable to the young kids coming into the club. You know, doing impressions of Paul McCartney and so on to people that have never heard of Paul McCartney is not, you know, not a great formula for big laughs.
There was a guy in Chicago named Ace Sammarco, who I didn't know that well, but he kind of just hit the open mics, and he would do impressions from people I had never even heard. Like when I was 22, I didn't know who Bela Lugosi was. And I'm like, this guy's up there doing Bela Lugosi and Thomas Jefferson impressions. And so it was kind of a stretch, though. I'm sure he was great at it, but if people don't know who you're talking about, it's probably...
How do you know if he's doing a good Thomas Jefferson impression? That's what I'd like to know.
I just assumed it was, and I wanted it to be because I liked him personally, Skip.
Oh, good. Okay, that makes sense.
So what, are you doing cruises or how do you...
At some point, the older audiences didn't want me poking fun at their musical heroes anymore.
Okay.
So I had to turn it around and do tributes to the same people I was, you know, poking fun at back in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
And so I do heroes of rock shows. They're histories. I do histories of rock and roll. So it's a mixture of great songs, background information, and humor, history, humor, and the heroes and the hits. And
that goes
over really well. So I don't make fun of the, I more make fun of me or situations or whatever, not the actual artists themselves. You know, it's like kicking a dead horse. So people, I still do all the voices and so on, and I play guitar, and most of my shows are solo. I've got 7 different shows. I've got, God, maybe 8 hours of songs and material.
Wow.
So, and that's not easy at my age, trying to memorize all this stuff because, you know, but somehow I do it, and people love it. I kind of enjoy it. It's a challenge always to recreate these records and so on with just one guy and a guitar.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you ever come to Wisconsin with that show?
I played a couple times in Kenosha.
Okay.
For Frank Carmichael. I can't remember the name of his, it's mostly a comedy club, but and then they've got another side with music acts and so on. I worked the comedy venue, which was a nice venue to work. But I haven't done a show in Milwaukee in a long time. Love to.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to come up. You know, there's a few spots around here that I think your show would go over really well. I'd love to have you in the studio. Tim Cavanaugh was here not too long ago, brought his guitar. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. So let's keep talking. I would love to have that.
Okay.
It's such a fun show. And who doesn't love the oldies? And I'm sure you add humor to it where it's just a really enjoyable night. And we'll have to keep talking.
Thank
about
you. It, but, I'd like to think that it is. And audiences seem to agree. So.
Yeah. So Skip Kerperis is my guest. He is a former stand-up comedian, still out there working the road, playing shows, though.
Still out in the trenches, as we say.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure the audiences are much more forgiving than stand-up comedy audiences when you're doing tribute.
Oh, yeah. I don't get heckled too many times anymore. I did a senior center once, and some woman was just out of her mind and just couldn't stop talking. And you know, what am I going to do if I can't slam, you know, a 70-year-old woman to get her to shut up? You just hope that somebody in charge would walk over to her and say, shh, you know, but that doesn't always happen.
God.
But it's usually they're participating, not complaining. They're participating too much.
Right.
They mean well. They're having a good time. And
absolutely. So we got to do a few minutes of news here, Skip, and then I want to come back and ask you all about Major League and your experience with Bob Uecker and your experience on the film and what it was like. I'm truly fascinated by that. So we'll do that after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed This is Pete Schwabe hanging out with Skip Kerperis here on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Voters will decide whether Wisconsin's voter ID law will be added to the state constitution. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Voters will see the proposal on the April 1st ballot. If approved, the state constitution would be amended, which would make the change much harder to repeal in the future. Proponents insist stricter ID requirements help to prevent voter fraud, but opponents, including Jay Heck with Common Cause Wisconsin, say they provide a partisan advantage for Republicans.
All it does is it reduces the opportunity for certain segments of the population to be able to vote. It doesn't do anything about preventing fraud, and it's just a voter suppression method.
Heck says he believes the measure will attract more conservatives to the polls in April. And even if voters reject the idea of changing the Constitution, the state's voter ID requirement, which is among the strictest in the country, would remain. The state's voter ID law has been long debated for its prohibitive requirements. Wisconsin allows 7 forms of identification that can be presented at the polls, but Heck explains they have to meet particular requirements.
These are forms of ID that, although they seem on the surface to make some sense, they're very difficult for some segments of the population to obtain.
Heck adds rushing to put these requirements in the state constitution is strategic given the state Supreme Court justice ballot the measure will share. In more than 40 years, the Conservative Heritage Foundation lists only 68 cases of voter fraud in Wisconsin. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beatles and or John Lennon fans will be interested to know that a new documentary about John and Yoko is coming this spring. Magnolia Pictures has announced that One-to-One, John and Yoko, will get an IMAX release April 11th. The film covers an 18-month period of John and Yoko's time in Greenwich Village in the early 1970s and features restored, never-before-seen footage. One-to-One will drop on Max for us streamers in late May of this year. Imagine not getting a role in a movie that is not live action and has no real humans because the producers tell you, "You look like a Smurf." That is what happened to actor Josh Gad. Gad was up for a role in Avatar in 2009, but was told director James Cameron didn't think he had the right body type. Apparently, Gad has such a strange body, they couldn't even change it with CGI like they did every other actor. For more insights, check out Gad's new book, In Gad We Trust. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Pam.
She's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they had the Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Steven Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear, based in Milwaukee. Knithats.com. Our own Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah, there you go. That in the is, green and gold.
That yeah. is so yeah. awesome.
That's very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I was so excited you called. And
you are
within the day.
We will be giving some of these away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the next couple of weeks.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Still time to get in and give us your answer. Who's your favorite underdog? 855-752-4842 or text us on the stream or on the app. We will read it on the radio. Got a couple we'll get to in just a bit. Right now, we are talking with the very funny, very talented Skip Kerperis, who was in the movie Major League. Not only was he in the movie, he was in the booth with our one of our favorite sons, Bob Uecker. Skip, it's great to have you.
Thank you.
Overall thoughts, what was that experience like on Major League?
Well, the first one was kind of a surprise. I auditioned in Chicago for it because, you know, they filmed it at Old County Stadium, which I understand is no more.
Yeah.
And so they came to Chicago to flesh out the cast. Most of my audition was for a ball player for an opposing team, and I'm at bat.
Oh.
I want to say the catcher might be giving me a rough time or something like that. So I finished that. And I said, okay, thanks. Now read for Color Man. And I had just one line. And I can't say it. I'm sure you want clean languages on here. So you can't say blank on the air. That was my line. And the movie.
He can say it?
No, I'm saying that's the clip I got.
Oh, okay. I thought we were giving you permission to use the word Skip, but I guess not. I guess you're right. So.
You got a clip? You want to? So that was it. And they laughed. But I didn't hear anything for 2 weeks. I thought, oh, man, I blew another audition. That would have been nice. And I got a call from my agent, Skip, you're Monty the Color Man. So that was awesome. So it's Milwaukee in June. So it's beautiful weather. It's nice. David S. Ward was the writer / director. He had written other movies before. I think the biggest moment, maybe the Milagro Beanfields War.
Was
a respected film.
Wow.
I don't know if he'd done comedies before, but, and this was his story. He grew up in Cleveland. So this was sort of like him living vicariously through this story. Cause they hadn't had a World Series in decades. Like, you know, like me being a Cub fan, same thing until, you know, 2016, just futility for decades and decades. So I met Bob Uecker and I was nervous. You know, here's my first movie. I'd done commercials and plays in Chicago and stuff, but this was a movie. I had my own trailer, you know, all that stuff, stand in, like, this is crazy. So I walked up to Bob and I couldn't wait. I started talking to him and he'd just taken a bite of food and I was so nervous. So he's like spitting out his breakfast as I'm trying to just say, introduce myself. And he was very nice, all the way through the movie, both movies. And, and of course, very funny, very professional. Bob, they would hand him a whole new speech right before the shot, and he'd sit it in front of him, and he'd kind of look at it for maybe a minute. He said, okay. And they turn on the camera, and he would nail it.
Wow.
Like that. The man was amazing. And, of course, he has ad-libs that stayed in the movie, so he added some of the humor to our scenes. And particularly in the first one, we had some downtime. We'd go to an adjacent empty booth, and he would just tell me baseball stories one-on-one, you know.
Oh,
and
man, like, how like cool. I'm thinking,
I cannot believe this. Bob Uecker is telling me funny baseball stories, and I'm making my first movie. It was, I was black and blue from pinching myself all over the place. But it was awesome. And the first-time director, he had never directed a movie before. Tom Berenger was not pleased at that time. They didn't jive right away. It took them a while to figure it out. They eventually did. And it was just so good. And the first day And like, I didn't know if I was doing good or what. I didn't hear a peep out of the director the whole first day of shooting. We got 3 days of shooting for this. Not a peep from him. I'm thinking, oh man, I suck. He can't even say anything to me. So he walks up to me the second day, early morning. He says, hey, Skip, we washed the rushes. You're really funny.
Oh, nice.
And I'm thinking, what a left-handed compliment. I'm really funny, but they didn't even watch me the whole first day of shooting. Here, I thought I was in the frame, and I was. They didn't care. Euchre had he had the lines. The joke was that here's a color man who has really nothing to say.
Right.
And which was based on a real-life broadcast team, David told me, out west somewhere, where you got a, loudmouth, blustery play-by-play, and the other guys just really doesn't do anything. And he realized there was some comedy gold there and wrote great scenes. And of course, Bob augmented it with a few, ad-libs of his own. And we didn't know it was going to be a hit movie.
Sure.
You never know.
Right.
It's like, well, this is funny to me, but I've been wrong about a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
It comes as number one in the nation first 2 weeks, and it's never looked back. It's been popular 35 years later. This is insane. People are still talking about it. They still watch it. They still love it. They quote the quotes from that. Is there a more quoted movie?
Right.
I don't know.
You know, it's funny. Our question of the night is favorite underdogs. Nobody's mentioned the Cleveland Indians from your movie. It must just be. I remember, I think Euchre has a line in the movie where you say something or you nod your head or say, and he just says he's not the best color man in the business.
This is for nothing.
Yeah. And I'm like, how cool for Skip. I didn't even know you, but I'm like, he just got taken a shot. Euchre just took a shot at him. It's so great in a movie. So fun.
And it was funny to me too. So I had, I can't burst out laughing. It's just as funny to me as it was, it is to the audience. So I just got to go with it. And it was awesome, and made me a name around the world. People around the world know of me. Now I've been out in the trenches now for 61 years, doing different combinations of music and comedy. 61 years.
That's
all I got to do is one 3-day weekend, and everybody around the world knows that. And most of them have no idea of my actual talent. You know, acting is one of them. I have a degree in speech and theater. I didn't come into it unready. I studied, I did my homework. I got ready to handle the responsibility. And I knew enough to know that I was the foil, as we say in theater, or the straight man, that this is Bob's show. And I'm there just to give him a little something to bounce off of.
Yeah.
I understand it, you know?
Yeah, it's so great. And, you had this great career where you did really well for yourself and you were a big success. But all of a sudden, like you said, a 3-day weekend, now your name is on something and you're part of showbiz immortality. That's got to be such a thrill.
It's crazy. Yeah.
What were the other cast members like? You mentioned Tom Berenger. What about Sheen and Wesley Snipes? And
didn't meet any of them. Like I said, they shut down the rest of the production for the weekend.
Okay.
Who knows where everybody else went? The only other people, I knew one of the Fanatic fans, Bill Leff.
Yeah, Bill,
from
sure.
Chicago. Very funny guy.
Great guy.
He hosts a cartoon show in Chicago now.
Yep.
He did, he worked the crowds. You know, you had a lot of stand-ins in the stadium, in the seats. And he would work them and kind of keep them interested and energetic and whatever. And he agreed to do that if they'd give him a part in the movie. So they gave him one of the Fanatic fans.
Yeah.
And there he is.
He was a couple Second City guys, I think, too. And Bill told me stories about when they would go in to get paid, like they got a per diem. And they couldn't even believe their per diem was like $75 a day. And they'd get their per diem and they'd start waving the checks and cheering. And people.
Oh, you've talked to Bill already.
Yeah, he's been on the show a few times too. But I kind of had forgotten about that until you just mentioned that. I remember him telling me that story back in the day. It was sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So he was smart. He said, I'll do this. Give me a
brilliant
part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they said, okay. One more Fanatic fan can't hurt. And I think he added to it. That crazy Randy Quaid out there, or was that the second movie? I'm trying to remember now.
Second movie, yeah.
Yeah, there was another guy, kind of a John Belushi type, I think, was from Second City, and no, I can't remember who else was in the Fanatic Fans, but I know Bill. Bill used to do a bit that was so funny and so tasteless, and it's not vulgar, so I can tell it here. And he would do this right before bringing me up. He'd be the, you know, there's MC feature and headliner.
Yeah.
And he would feature right in front of me. So right before bringing me up, he would back up and bump into his microphone stand. And he'd go, oh, I thought that was Karen Carpenter for a minute here.
I forgot about that.
We all go, ooh, but it was hilarious. You know, I felt,
oh,
felt
that's
bad for the woman.
So funny.
I met her once.
Oh, really?
I used to play when I was with Olivia Newton-John in the late 70s, playing in her band. We used to play various Las Vegas towns, Nevada towns like Las Vegas. And we would go in. We had the option of coming in the day before, and then we got to see the last show or whatever the preceding act was that was leaving. And I saw everybody from Frank Sinatra to Neil Sedaka and
nice.
I can't remember who else, but Karen Carpenter did a solo show with a band. And so I knew how to get backstage. And I just, after the show, I just walked in and introduced myself. And she seemed a little, I don't know how to describe, uneasy.
Hmm.
I don't know if she thought I was going to hit on her or what, but well, I got to leave. I'm going to the beach or something like, well, okay. I'm just here to say hello.
You hadn't made major league yet, so you couldn't cash that ticket in with her. So.
No, I couldn't. No, that was pre. That would have been well, like late 70s major league. We didn't film until 88. So right. I didn't have any.
But edge that way. Skip, yeah. what was that like with touring with Olivia Newton-John? I mean, she's such a huge star,
especially then.
Yeah, tell us what she was like and what your experience was like. That sounds so fun.
Well, I got in to the band through their then drummer, who I had done an album with in Illinois, Joliet, on Mercury Records. The band was called Trilogy. Superb album. I'll put it up against anything. Mercury didn't promote it. It died. The group disbanded. But he remembered me. Olivia's first agent in the United States was in Minneapolis. So they picked up a band there, which was actually a jazz fusion band, but they would accompany her on the road, and they needed an acoustic guitar player that could finger pick and then sing backup vocals. And, so I was initially hired by, the band, and, I didn't meet Olivia until our sound check. And I looked over at her, and I just couldn't talk about pinching until I'm black and blue. I'm on the same stage with Olivia Newton-John. She's at the height. This is 1975. She's the biggest thing in the world, and she's gorgeous, and she sings like a bird, and she's sweet, and she's so nice to me. And I had a terrible crush on her the whole 4 years. I couldn't help myself. And I would, I'd go, and every time I talked to her, it would be hum, 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 hum. And
like Cliff Clavin or something.
I'd go see her, you know, decades later and bring my wife, whatever. And it's still, hi, Olivia. Nice to see you. I was always making an ass of myself because I just couldn't relax. She was so intimidating, but not really. I mean, she was just very sweet. My wife was taken by how down to earth she was, how much she loved me. And I don't know what I was worried about. The last time I saw her, she came back to finish a couple concerts when she got diagnosed with cancer for the last time. And she gave me a shout out in the show. I had sent her some nice flowers, and we went backstage afterward and talked for a while. And she was treating her cancer with radiation and health foods and supplements.
Okay.
She decided not to go chemo again.
Chemo, yeah.
Yeah. This was her third time. And but we played all over the world, and we played Japan and Australia and Europe and all over the States, Canada, Hawaii. And she was just great. She was a very consistent performer, always sang great.
So much
excellent pitch.
So much great stuff in your career and your experiences. I remember when you did your stand-up act and you would impersonate her, and say, in the words you did in the song, were, "Have you never been mellow?" And you'd swing your head back like Olivia Newton.
Oh, wow.
I lost it. That was that first night I saw you. That's how much of an impression you made on me. Skip, we got to do a really quick break, and then I want to ask you what you're watching on TV before we let you get out of here. I really appreciate your time tonight. Skip Kerperis is here. We talk Major League, Olivia Newton-John. We'll wrap this up when we come back and have a couple more minutes with Skip. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
You have an interesting article in Substack about AI.
Think about any decision, whether it's it's to push a button and launch a missile, or whether to hire or fire somebody in a in a workplace. We want the answers faster, and then we want to get to the next topic, and that's where there could be the death of wisdom.
Why, absolutely.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Welcome back. Those of you sticking with us on the stream, thank you so much. Great to have you with us Wednesday on this Wednesday edition of Nightlight. We have just about a minute or two left with my friend Skip Kerperis, who has had a really, really different and cool career as a stand-up comedian, playing with Olivia Newton-John, being in the movie Major League, playing opposite Bob Uecker. Skip, again, appreciate your time. What I do with everybody on the show is ask them typically what they watch on TV, if they can recommend anything bingeable or a good movie.
Oh, boy. No, I'm probably the wrong guy about that. You know, I watch the Colbert Monologue. I watch Saturday Night Live. I watch the Chicago shows, Med, Fire, PD. The Law and Order shows.
That's all right.
That new, what's that? Oh, God, I can't think of the name. That quirky gal, that the older woman that's a detective.
Is it Elsbeth?
Detective. Yes.
Yeah, that's supposed to be really good. I haven't seen that
pretty,
yet.
Pretty good show. She's very entertaining. She's got a great personality. I can't think of too much else that I don't spend a lot of time watching TV. I got so much work and practicing to do.
Yeah.
And just want to tell you one more thing about Olivia before we go.
Yeah, sure.
So everybody can relax. You know, I was a little too crazy about her, you know, when I was working with her. 20 years later, Olivia's restraining order against me expired. So I just wanted you to know it was all good. You know, no hard feelings.
Well, we had some texters who were about to make a citizen's arrest. So I appreciate you sharing that information with us. And and if there's ever anyone to stalk, I shouldn't even make that joke. But yeah, she was a treasure. So
let's keep talking, though.
I would love to see your show come up this way. And
me too. Yeah, Anything you can do, appreciate it. Love to see you in person. Thanks,
yeah,
Pete.
That would be
fun. Appreciate being on your show.
Appreciate the time, buddy. Have a great night. Okay. Thanks so much, Skip.
All right.
That's Bye-bye. Skip Kerperis. Check him out in Major League. So much fun. Daniel from Menasha checking in on the text line from the 920. He says, loved Major League. He's not the best color man in the league for nothing, folks. That's exactly what the line is. I couldn't quite nail it. Thank you, Daniel. And, you know, I meant to ask him if he ad-libbed like just a bit outside, or if that was written into the script like that, you know.
Ball eight.
Ball eight? Ball ten. So great. We got a Steady Eddie text here we got to get to. 608. Steady Eddie says, Pete, my favorite underdog, Rocky, in the original movie. That's two for Rocky tonight. Adrian. I'm not going to try to impersonate Sylvester Stallone, but that's a great one, Eddie. Maybe the greatest underdog in movie history was Rocky. Very possibly. You could certainly make that argument. Thank you all for your texts tonight. They were great. And your calls. This was a fun topic to discuss. We have, speaking of underdogs, we have mall security. One of the biggest underdogs, really, is Paul Blart. And I love this clip. We didn't get to it last week. Let's close the show. We'll come back, obviously, but let's end on a high note and do some Blart.
I found it first.
No, you didn't.
Ladies, problem. What's the genesis?
She's trying to take the last push-up bra on this size.
Well, I need this one now. I have a date tonight.
Really? Is he blind?
Whoa, waterproof shoes and baggies on the socks. Not my first rodeo. Okay, ladies, need to see some ID.
No, you don't.
Ma'am, I should warn you, I do have the authority to make a citizen's arrest.
So does anyone. I could arrest you right now.
That's true, she could.
Hey, not talking to you. Okay?
Can I see you for a second, please, ma'am?
Look, I understand your sensitivity. I've had some issues with weight myself.
Are you calling me fat?
No. I'm just saying I've been down that road. I mean, I'm still on it. We both are, you know, stranded. Let's face it, we eat to fill a void, right? But as soon as I started eating healthier, I noticed I wasn't so moody. And P.S., your skin's gonna clear up.
Can you hold on to these?
Sure.
Look, I know you're new here and all, but backup seems like a pretty universal term.
I'm not like embarrassed how much I like that movie, but I...
Oh, you shouldn't be. It's amazing.
No, but I took a lot of abuse when I saw it. Jimmy Pardo was one of them who really let me have it. And my son is older than his by 5 or 6 years, so he hadn't really gone down the kid movie road yet. But like I said before, Paul Blart is one of the first live action films my son and I both really liked at the same time. And, you know, I was surrounded by a bunch of jaded comics and they were just like, oh, you know, but it's great.
It's so
funny.
It holds
up. It's really funny.
I don't know if the second one does, but the first one definitely does.
I haven't seen the second one.
Really?
And I love, well, I might've seen it, but it was,
yeah, it's,
I don't remember
it
the way I do.
It's just okay.
One. Yeah.
The first one is just great.
The first one, the girl who plays the love interest, I think was so brilliantly cast. She's like, pardon me, she's sweet, she's pretty, but kind of spacey, has a fun quirkiness about her. She was in Glee, too, and she was really funny. That was a great cast. I don't remember her name, but yeah. Fun stuff. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to Skip Kaparis. Thank you to Rob Thomas. As always, thank you for your texts and calls. We will be back tomorrow night. Kate Stapleton will be here. She's got a film in the Door County Film Festival. We'll talk about that. And our popcorn pick of the week will be brought to you by Greg Vadney from the Aurora Museum in Manitowoc. So another fun show tomorrow night. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, this is Pete Schwabba. On behalf of all of us here at Nightlight, which is me and Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
Brian Boitano do, he were here today. I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano do. I want this speech out of me. It has stunted my vocabulary.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.